at the Bayer Crop Science Corn and Soybean Future Forum. I'm visiting with Kip Tom. And Kip, you were one of our presenters here on this closing day. What are a couple takeaways you wanted people to get from your comments?
Well, I think it's just to give everybody in the audience, it's a global audience, you know, people that are in places of conflict like Ukraine and places that like France who have a lot of restrictions on how they produce their crops. So the solution for everybody is going to be a little bit different. We just wanted to stretch their minds today and let them understand some of the technologies that are available to us as farmers today and what we see that pipeline looks like into the future. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to watch the faces of the audience as you get some of these wows and don't know if we can get there. But the reality is I think a lot of them with the innovation and the drive that they have to focus for solutions, they will get there.
Yeah, they were asked for a show of hands how many are using some of this new precision equipment and technology and software, et cetera. You know, not a lot of hands went up. And then they asked how many are planning to. Another group of hands went up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of development to go in that whole area.
Absolutely. And a lot of it comes down to the connectivity of our rural areas, whether they have good cell service or not. Has the country invested in the framework of architecture to make sure that these signals can be delivered between tractors and combines and buildings and offices? But the other hurdle that, like I spoke about earlier, it comes back to education. We've got to have a workforce that understands how to use these tools if we're going to get good information from it. So this isn't to say we won't see some leapfrog technologies occur. I mean, if you look at landlines in a country of India, they weren't connected at one time. Now there's, I think, a little bit over one phone per person, it seems like, in that country, and they're able to sell a lot of their goods or produce their crops with a lot of technologies that they have today available to them, texting back and forth between some of their suppliers. So.
You mentioned social license. What did you mean by that?
You know, I talk about social license. That's mainly in regards to the resources we have available to us, whether it's the land, the water, the environment that we work in. We have a license to make sure that at the end of our lifetime and or our generation that we return it to the next generation in as good as or better condition. You know, my comment, I stand behind that, is in the end, we're all tenants. We may think we own the land, but in the end, we are tenants.
Well, that message, I think, resonated well with folks here. Glad to see you here in Frankfurt, Germany, Kip. And we're closing down the session as we speak. So from Frankfurt, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.